Keep up, men. Don't flag. Feet in line with the seats of the underpants.
That was Major Spahn, B.O.
And that was Captain Seagoon, our C.O. A brilliant soldier. When the Germans attacked Fort Blun, he rallied his men around the white flag.
Yes. Rather than surrender, we gave ourselves up.
And so, we marched into the naughty German prison camp. That's it, men. Show 'em we're still soldiers. Left, 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 left. What's next?
Right.
Right. Company, halt.
Gerd, what discipline, I thought.
Ivan!
Eyes are always at the front, Mr. Seagoon.
Here comes the German camp commandant. And what luck, sir. Look, he's shorter than I am.
This camp will try to keep you occupied until the war is over. But tomorrow you will all start work on a railway bridge over the river Carpathe.
Did you say work? But we're English.
Next night, a difference. You must work.
My dear fellow, according to Article 3, etc., etc., of the Geneva Convention, it states categorically that officers must not work.
You're a shoss?
Yes.
Then you will be shot!
Ah, well, now that's much more reasonable.
Major, I'd rather work than die.
Do you know what you're saying?
Yes, I speak the same language.
Ah!
They're pointing a machine gun at us.
How rude. Pretend we haven't seen them.
I will count up to one, then I will fire. A quarter. A half. Three quarters. Four fifths.
If you kill us, we refuse to stand up.
Very well, I change my mind, but I also make you change yours. Gesittengleichen. Mir gebietet zu kamp. Die Kaulitz.